Penguin Random House Audio presents Fast and Loose by Stuart Woods. Read for you by Tony Roberts. 1. Stone Barrington lay back in the cockpit of the Concordia 40, a small cruising yawl built by Abeking and Rasmussen, a German yard, in 1938, and let the light breeze take him back toward Dark Harbor. The sails were nicely balanced as he sailed up Maine's Penobscot Bay, and he lashed the helm while he looked around, then peed overboard. Thus relieved, he settled back into the cockpit and tucked a cushion behind him, relaxed and happy. He dozed off. The yacht jerked a bit, waking him, and he found himself in the thickest fog he had ever experienced. He could barely make out the stem of the boat, and he was uncertain about his course. He had been headed for the Tarratine Yacht Club moorings and his own dock beyond, but he didn't know how long he had been asleep or whether the wind had changed and put him off course. He checked the depth sounder, 55 feet of water, too deep to anchor with the rope he had aboard. He stood up and dropped the mainsail to slow the boat to a crawl, continuing with the jib and the mizzen. He went back to his cockpit seat and resumed his position, but left the helm lashed. They were making only 3 knots in the light breeze, and he reckoned he couldn't get into too much trouble at that speed. The depth was now 70 feet. He heard a voice from somewhere in the fog saying, "Start the engines and drop the sails." But he couldn't figure out the direction from which it had come. Then there was the sound of water moving past a...